Now, stop, concentrate and see if you can follow this.
That's right. Oh, yeah. When did you do that?
Nanny.
Yeah, Eva went to Nanny's, didn't she?
Is it one of the lead singers in the latest boy band? I'm not too sure, but we all know toddlers talk a different language. They talk baby talk, but now Liverpool University would like to study what words and gestures babies actually use. They're asking parents with kids under 18 months to fill in a speech and gesture checklist to check children are developing and learning a new vocabulary. They hope to find out more about how children develop, identify language and just those kind of difficulties they may come across a little earlier. Now, joining me is Professor Caroline Rowland and Research Assistant Anna Christopher. Welcome to the programme. I mean, it's lovely to hear baby talk like that, isn't it? You know, and it all makes us kind of go all gooey inside, doesn't it? But they're communicating with it.
They are communicating with it, but I have no idea what that little girl was saying. The great thing about that clip is it illustrates really nicely what we want to do. I have no idea what she was saying, but I think it's quite clear that her dad does understand her because parents are really the experts in what their children can understand and say.
How important is it for us to talk to the children in a particular type of way? Because we always fall into this routine of and we kind of talk that language. Does that help?
I have no idea. We probably don't do that as much as we think.
Oh, I do. Think,
you probably do use normal words as well and normal words and sentences as well.
Yeah.
And how you talk to your babies probably doesn't matter too much. As long as you are talking, as long as you're talking about what you're doing, as long as you're talking about what they're doing,
yeah.
As long as you're interacting with them and playing with them, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Say what you want, but just keep talking.
You're nodding away here, Anna.
Tell me more.
Yeah, no, it's really important just to keep talking about what you're doing and pointing out things that are interesting and mainly looking at the children as well to see what they're interested in. Because quite often they might be doing something that you might not immediately think is interesting, but for them it's kind the most important thing. So if you can talk to them about what they're doing.
And the gestures are important as well. It's not just the words. It's, you know, baby lifts up their arm or whatever.
Absolutely. Or they might be showing something or pointing at something. And especially for the younger children, that's a really important stage.